ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, welcome back to ER101. We're talking with our medical expert, Dr. Chuck Nozicka, about underage drinking. And now I think people are going to be astounded when I read about this and heard about it, and realized that some of the intoxicated kids coming into the ER, this is how they got intoxicated. It's like stupid teen tricks, basically. There are shocking ways that kids are getting drunk today, right? They're, for instance, Dr. Nozicka, they're actually doing alcohol enemas or soaking tampons in alcohol and inserting them?
Yeah, that's seen, you don't see that all the time, but it is seen in clusters across the country. And again, it's like any type of teen risk-taking behavior, it goes in fads. I do a lecture for the residents that we talk about kicking it in the YouTube generation or teen behaviors like this that go across the country that are basically sensationalized by YouTube, and the teens see somebody puts it on YouTube, and it goes across the country, and somebody else tries it because that's really how they communicate. And it's very interesting behavior in this generation. You know, there's all the issues with planking and the issues with ghost riding the whip, where they jump out of the car and let the car drive down the street by itself. And then alcohol abuse also is part of that that whole chain that ends up on YouTube and ends up as a risky behavior that people kind of sensationalize.
I mean, that's just incredible. And the issue with that, there's even a trend called eyeball shots where you're pouring alcohol into your eye. I mean, what? I just can't picture anyone with
eyeballing.
A brain.
Yeah, it's called eyeballing. And I think that actually started in Europe, amongst teens in Europe.
Oh my God.
It kind of came across to this country. That fad hasn't really caught on because there's a couple issues with some of these alcohol adaptions that are quite painful. If you put distilled alcohol in your eye, it's quite painful. It burns and it causes a pretty good chemical conjunctivitis. So that fad, I think kids try it and then they decide there's better ways to do this.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. And the other, you know, the vodka tampons, they call them, where they soak vodka or they soak it in liquor. And that also causes quite a lot of irritation in the vaginal area, too. So I don't think there's a lot of repeat users of those fads.
Huh.
The butt chugging is something different.
Oh, yes. That's lovely. Tell us a little bit about that, what exactly butt chugging is.
Yeah, that's more the older teens and the college kids that try that. And the reason that they do that is, first of all, they think that, one, they're not going to get the gastritis from drinking large amounts because it doesn't go through the stomach.
Uh-huh.
And the problem with butt chugging is they basically, to explain what they do, is they put a tube, instead of doing, like shooting a beer where they put the funnel in the tube and they shoot it down into their stomach and swallow it, they put this tube in their butts, in their anus, and then they put, you know, six beers through there and it goes into their rectum.
Oh, nice.
The problem with that, besides what the obvious problem, but the problem with that is it's somewhat irritative, but there is no alcohol dehydrogenase in the intestine, in the large intestine, that starts breaking down the alcohol. So the alcohol is absorbed very quickly, much as when we give medications rectally for seizures, like when we give, diazepam or something like that for a seizing patient. There's medical indications for this. Well, this is the adaption using direct installation of alcohol through the mucosa of the rectum.
Yeah, it's almost it's almost like if you're putting it directly in an IV, it goes straight into your bloodstream from there.
Right, and it's not really broken down until it goes through its first pass effects into the liver. So you get a very high level of alcohol very quickly, and they don't get the gastritis from that. So that's what really attracted mostly to males in college. And we don't see it. that often. Occasionally you see somebody, but they don't really admit to it right away, and it takes a while to find this information. I think there's a lot of cases like this that never get identified because, you know, it's a, you know, inebriated teenager, and you do what you need to do in the emergency department to make sure they're safe and they're stable. And a lot of times they're not really explaining to you what happened, and their buddies or their associates are gone, or they're not admitting to doing anything anyway.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, when you see a teenager in the emergency department, their historical value is somewhat limited.
It's like taking care of pets, right? You can't get a good history out of pets and babies and things.
Exactly right.
So, and the other issue, too, is so when you drink the alcohol, vomiting is almost like a protective mechanism that the body has, right? It goes
right
through the liver, and as it raises up, I mean, that gastritis and vomiting kind of protects you from absorbing, you know, absolutely all of it or not overdosing. Isn't that true?
That's true. And in the lining of the stomach also has the alcohol dehydrogenase enzyme that begins to break down the alcohol as you're drinking it also, even before it goes into the liver and goes through its, you know, into the bloodstream. So that's a somewhat protective mechanism also.
Wow, unbelievable. It's like I call it stupid teen tricks, like, you know, Letterman had the stupid dog tricks. Unbelievable. Now, there's another thing that people have been talking about on the internet, showing people how to do it, and that's actually smoking or inhaling your alcohol. They vaporize it somehow. How does that work?
Yeah, they have like a little thing. There's a, and I think this is a commercial product that somebody's trying to sell.
Oh,
but what they do is it's like a snifter, and it has a little straw. It's a closed system that you put over the drink, and you can actually put like a little candle under it or heat the drink to make it vaporize more, and you sniff in the evaporating ethanol vapors. It's kind of a closed system. It's like a little cap, like a sippy cup with a straw, but it's obviously not for that intention, and it's to sniff through.
And again, this is another way. I mean, it must be irritating to the lungs, too, right?
Yeah, they call those vapor teenies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There's always a catchy phrase.
Yes, they think of those catchy phrases. And so these are, so it must be one irritating to the lungs, but it's the same thing. You can get so intoxicated so fast that you get the alcohol poisoning, it can actually kill you?
Yeah, it can give you a buzz very quickly. Now, I personally have not seen any cases of that, but I have read some reports about that, and it started again out west, and it's kind of working its way. And then what happens is somebody does this with like a small party or a group, and then somebody gets their phone out and videotapes it, and then they figure out, you know, oh, how quickly the person becomes inebriated, and they think that this is somewhat, you know, entertaining to do this. And they post it on YouTube or they send their buddies a video, and that's how this kind of stuff gets going.
Wow, that's just incredible. And then, you know, there's even been cases, and I've seen, where younger kids are using hand sanitizer, which I was shocked to find out it is 65% ethyl alcohol, the drinking alcohol, and kids are doing Purell shots.
Yeah, this was really big about 5 to 6 years ago with the hand sanitizers, because they weren't putting anything in them in the sanitizers to make them not taste well. So they actually tasted fairly good, and they were about 65% alcohol, and so kids in school were just kind of chugging it down, and it didn't bother them too much, and they got drunk very quickly. Now Purell puts in an ingredient that's not toxic, but it's very bitter, that makes it hard to taste.
Thank God. I mean, who would ever think you'd have to tell your teen, and by the way, don't drink my hand sanitizer. Incredible what teens would come up with. And now we didn't even get a chance to talk. They're making powdered alcohol, perhaps. I could see where there's a whole host of problems. This is ER 101. I'm Lee Vinoker on Radio MD. Stay well.